Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2092 with a release date of Friday, December 1st, 2017, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Skywarn Recognition Day celebrates amateur response to weather. NASA prepares for a year of marking milestones, and here come those Santanets. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report 2092 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Wadsworth, Ohio, here's Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
As we reach the end of a particularly challenging hurricane season in the U.S., Skywarn Recognition Day on December 2nd takes on particular significance. The event shows just how valuable hams are to the National Weather Service. Here's broadcast meteorologist Bobby Best, WX4ALA, with that story.
Many people in both the general public and more than you might expect in the amateur radio community do not realize just how valuable NWS-trained Skywarn spotters, especially those that are amateur radio operators, are to the warning process at the local National Weather Service offices level. Recently, I spoke with Clay Barnes, a former amateur radio operator that allowed his license to expire. He has learned just how valuable both NWS-trained Skywarn spotters are in the field to the National Weather Service. He is especially saw this, sadly, for the first time firsthand 6 years ago when a powerful EF4 tornado tracked literally miles from his own home north of Birmingham, Alabama. Clay, tell us, how do you see the need for more NWS Skywarn trained eyes in the field, and specifically, what made you choose to go back from scratch getting your expired amateur radio license back, please?
Honestly, the total devastation that Alabama took during the generational tornado outbreak on April the 27th, 2011, and how we saw firsthand how that not only had power outages across the state, but also the severe devastation that also knocked out emergency repeaters for law enforcement, fire and rescue, EMS, just to name a few, and the quickest of restoring communications was through emergency agencies cooperating with members of amateur radio. Now, there's no doubt in my mind that were it not for ham radio that day, Alabama would have seen more deaths. It was safer after that day. That's when I began to reconsider retaking the test and getting my ham license back so that I could be of emergency communications assistance to friends, family, and neighbors.
If you're a ham radio operator that's let your license expire, or a non-ham that's interested in how you can be of great support to your community during times of crisis, like during weather outbreaks that fall under the Skywarn umbrella of amateur radio operators, contact an amateur radio club near you today. Reporting from Gardendale, Alabama, for Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Bobby Best, WX4ALA.
Our favorite ham radio stories this time of year are about the magic of Santanets. Our first story comes from Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
As any kid will tell you, the best kind of Santa is the one who doesn't make you wait until December 25th, right? Well, we've got one Santa who's already here. The nightly SantaNet went on the air on Friday, the 24th of November, and will be available every night at 7:30 p.m. Central Time through Christmas Eve. The tradition is into its 12th year and is operated by the 3916 Nets, the Rag Chew Crew, the Tailgaters, and the Freewheelers. The pre-net check-ins begin nightly at 7:15 p.m. Central Time and are also accepted on the SantaNet's Facebook page. Find Santa each night on 3.916 MHz. No milk and cookies needed, but don't be on the naughty list. Please observe all FCC rules regarding third-party traffic. For Amateur Radio Newsline in Aiken, South Carolina, I'm Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
Looks like there's also a new Santa in town as we hear from Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT.
Like department store Santas and even sidewalk Santas, amateur radio Santas will soon be out there. These much-loved seasonal celebrities bring extra magic to an already enchanted medium. One of the newest special event Santas, N0P, comes to us from the Park County Radio Club in Colorado. This Santa is giving the gift of radio. And like the terrestrial Santa, this radio Santa seems to be everywhere.
We could do it through Echolink. We have All-Star available. We have, for our local, we have our VHF and UHF frequencies available, as well as HF and the DMR channel on Top Group 3100. USA.
That was Dan Kern, WZERO-DFU, who said club volunteers will be suiting up as the bearded superstar and his wife starting December 10th. They will be taking calls on 20 and 40 meters, as well as digital modes such as PSK 31, and Mrs. Claus will be reachable through DMR. Best of all, even kids who are in hospitals or are hearing impaired can talk to Santa on the radio, too.
So we're also offering the ability to communicate via text and email, but it wouldn't be our standard format using the computer. We would be sending those text and emails through our radio via APRS. We thought with the hearing impaired, that would be a neat way to get to be able to still understand that they're on ham radio, and that might also promote a ham radio where they might not be aware that they could go digital in a packet or PSK 31 and still be on ham radio.
This club is spreading goodwill and good cheer along with the good word about amateur radio, that it's a holiday gift that's accessible to everyone and can be enjoyed all year round, not just in a rag chew with Santa. For times, frequencies, and other operating details through Christmas Eve, visit N0P's page on QRZ. Reporting for Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT.
Our occasional series, Nets of Note, returns this week with a look at a group of amateurs who are less about rag chewing and more about mobile stations on the move. Here's Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
This week, we feature a long-standing net on 7.251. South Cars is one net of a family of nets that is intended for mobile stations. I had a chance to talk to the net manager, Rick Hetalski, ND4Z, about the focus of the net.
We work on a list of check-ins, which a lot of people aren't familiar with. We take the suffix only of the call and establish a list and go down one at a time. Mobiles always have priority, kind of catered to mobiles and QRP stations, because mobiles generally are in a predicament. They on the way to work, they get there, they go tunnels. So I think they should have priority. And on all the cars' nets, mobiles have priority.
The net has been on for 51 years and has changed to accommodate more people.
We find ourselves to be a very busy net. We try not to rag chew a lot because we have a real lot of customers. We used to be more of a rag chew. We'd have a lot more time to talk. But with the traffic we have, we try and cut it short and please everybody. And we really, really have a lot of check-ins, probably more than most nets.
Aside from mobiles and the occasional emergency, the net has also been a gathering place.
Well, I think we're a little unique in the fact that we really dwell on helping out people, especially shut-ins. We tend to be an older net, kind of an old codger net. We really like young people. We know that young people are crucial. So we'd really like to have more young people. But the nature of our net, we have a lot of shut-ins and handicapped people who check in with us. Some of them check in all five sessions every day, 7 days a week. So we really take pride on trying to make people who are shut-ins and handicapped have a place to go on amateur radio where everybody's friendly, and we're more of a friendly net trying to help other amateur radio operators. That's kind of our goal.
And South Cars even knows how to party.
We have luncheons, get-togethers. We generally have things like the Golden Corral and restaurants like that, where we have a free tailgate for people to buy, sell, and trade ham gear. Then we usually go into the restaurants and have a nice meal. We do this several times a year. We have a picnic in the mountains of North Georgia once a year. So we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of good fellowship on South Cars.
You can find South Cars on 7.251 and online at southcars.com. With this week's Net of Note, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, reporting for Amateur Radio Newsline.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the North Coast Amateur Radio Club's K8SCI repeater in Brunswick, Ohio, on Sundays at 9 p.m. during the weekly InfoNet. So who's staying after school these days? the U.S. Education Committee of Amateur Radio on the International Space Station, but they're not in detention. Jim Damron, N8TMW, explains.
The International Space Station is many things, but to educators and ham radio operators, it's first and foremost a learning tool. Now the program has added the power of teachers from the elementary through college level around the country to advise ARIS and one another of new ways to inspire kids about space, about technology, and yes, about radio. They're part of a new committee, says ARIS Secretary Rosalie White, K1STO.
Ham radio is front and center because we want these teachers who have experienced using amateur radio in the classroom from maybe just now and then to almost every week to be able to say, well, this program worked for me this year. 2 years ago, I had a problem with this program. So to me, amateur radio is front and center. I mean, you know, STEM is very important, and you can't go into a school and say, I want to do amateur radio. But I've always pictured the ARIS program as a friendly, high-tech, a way to get kids inspired toward amateur radio and science both. And it's a win-win for everyone.
Rosalie said the committee lets teachers do what they do best, teach, while tying in parts of their existing curriculum to the space program and firing up students' imaginations.
Who better than educators to tell ARIS what can interest K through 12 students and even through college to interest them in amateur radio and science, technology, engineering, and math? And what better than talking to an astronaut via amateur radio to inspire K-12 and even college? And so that's why the committee, we want educators to tell us what's on their mind, what they think would work in the classroom, what they think kids are interested in.
The program has already facilitated more than 1,130 amateur radio contacts between students and astronauts. With the addition of this committee, the program hopes to connect these same students to a bright future, too. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Damron, NATMW.
The U.S. Space Agency has big plans to celebrate its milestones via ham radio. Here's Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
On Monday, the 11th of December, NASA has scheduled a launch for an adventure that is going to take the better part of a year to complete. This event involves radios, not rockets. NASA on the Air, or NOTA, is the year-long celebration of a variety of NASA milestones. Special event stations operated by ham radio clubs located at different NASA centers will be on the air marking such milestones as the agency's 60th anniversary, the 50-year anniversary of the first manned orbit around the moon, and 2 decades since the International Space Station's first elements entered low Earth orbit. Even though most of the events happen next year, mark your December calendars now. NOTA kicks off on the 11th of December, the 45th anniversary of the day Apollo 17 touched down on the lunar surface. It was the last of the agency's manned moon landings. Successful contacts for all events will be sent commemorative QSL cards. Hams can also expect to receive special certificates noting each NASA club station contacted, as well as where and in what mode. There will be a scoring system with points awarded for each band and mode. Whether it's phone, digital, or CW, or even satellite or meteor scatter. And it goes without saying that contacts with amateur radio aboard the International Space Station definitely count. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Disabled amateurs around the world are in the spotlight again as we hear from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
With the United Nations declaring Sunday the 3rd of December to be the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, amateur radio groups in IARU Region 1 have made a special effort again this year to showcase what radio can do for the disabled. Hams in Switzerland, Tanzania and Norway have signed on to be on the air, as well as hams in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Club Station E71AVW is to give special opportunities to members of the local club in Bosnia and Herzegovina who are blind and disabled, and a commemorative QSL card will be sent to hams who establish contact on that day. Amateurs in Russia, who have been steady participants in the annual event, have planned to operate from two QTHs from the club station Radio Anna RA5R, an association of young disabled amateurs, and from the Tambov QTH of Vladimir Gerasimov RA3RDT. The amateurs are devoting several days to the operation and are using the call sign R17IPHA from the 1st to the 5th of December. The annual recognition day is set aside to acknowledge the rights and strengths of individuals around the world who are disabled. It was created in 1992 by the UN's General Assembly. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
The Holy Land DX Group will be operating a special event station from the Shvita National Park in Israel from Friday, December 22nd through noontime on December 24th. They will be using the call sign 4X0XMAS, and hams can listen for them on SSB and using CW on the WWFF frequencies. This will be the first time for an operation from this QTH. During the Christianity on the Air event, December 22nd through the 24th, the station will also participate for the HOCOTA award. Send QSLs via LOTW and EQSL. The park is considered a World Heritage Site by the UNESCO World Heritage Committee. Be listening for Fawaz A92AA operating as 5T1A from Mauritius until December 20th. Listen for him on all bands using SSB and FT8. He plans a short break to join the 5T5TI de-expedition team between December 1st and 7th. Send QSLs via A92AA. A team of operators including Massimo, HP1MAC, Ricardo, HP1RIS, and Gianni, HP1YLS, will be active between January 6th and 9th as H91IT from Tobago Island. Listen for them on 40 to 10 meters using CW and SSB. Send QSLs via HP1RCP. Our final story is about Santa Claus again. But wait, this is in Australia, where the search for Santa is getting a bit of an amateur radio twist, as we hear from John Williams, VK4JJW.
When it comes to amateur radio direction finding at this time of the year, even Santa can be pretty foxy about it. Perhaps it's because Santa is the fox during this exercise, which is happening on the 15th of December. It's the annual Townsville Amateur Radio Club Monster Christmas Lights Tour, when mobile shacks make their way along a route to a secret destination, all the while monitoring 2 meters to receive instructions from Santa. Yes, Santa's calling the shots as all the hams take their festive trip around the illuminated city of Townsville, Australia. Where is Santa headed? Ah, that's the secret. But by 10 p.m, all will be revealed. Organiser Gavin VK4ZZ is no humbug. He'll make sure everyone gets an eyeful as well as an earful. Handhelds will be provided on loan if hams don't have one available. Do bring your own water, however. Sleigh bells are not expected to be ringing in the summer heat. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm John Williams, VK4JJW.
With thanks to Allen Labs, Amateur News Weekly, the ARRL, CQ Magazine, Hap Holly and the Rain Report, the IARU, NASA, Ohio Penn DX Bulletin, Radio Amateurs of Canada, South Cars, Southgate Amateur Radio News, Ted Randall's QSO Radio Show, the 3916 Nets, Townsville Amateur Radio Club, WTWW Shortwave, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Please send emails to our address at newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website, located at www.arnewsline.org. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, N8WB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2017, all rights reserved.